Hello, it's Jake Baudlin calling in.
Hello, Jake. It is so awesome to hear from you, man. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to give us a call.
Yes, thank you very much for having me on.
It's our pleasure. I see that you guys are having some really good nights on the Goodness Gracious It's Christmas tour. How are things going so far?
Oh, my goodness. It's just great. It's been wonderful and very good to be on the road. I'm so grateful for it.
Well, no kidding, and really excited to have you in Saskatoon this Saturday night at TCU Place. At TCU Place, I mean, what a perfect venue to go and see what you and the band are up to.
Yeah, no, we're really looking forward to that. You know, that's always a venue I've dreamed about playing in, and I got to play there when we were opening for the Hunter Brothers, and I didn't think that after only about 5 years of doing this that we'd be putting on our own show there. So we're actually quite excited about it, and we're really looking forward to bringing this specialty Christmas show there for everybody to get in on. So,
well, no kidding. I was there when you were opening for the Hunter Brothers, and there was an itch that I had with seeing live country that I didn't realize that I had until I saw you and the band perform, and then that itch went away.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We try to scratch that itch for about anybody that has it, you know.
Absolutely. Well, and I just think congratulations are in order for a tremendous 2025. Yeah, you and the boys won your first Juno, and between you and the boys, 6 SCMA awards. So a massive congratulations, and I would say incredibly well-deserved.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, yeah, we're honored about all that stuff, and well, I am anyway, speaking for myself, but of course, putting on shows and traveling the world, and especially Saskatchewan when I can, and playing live for people and the audience, you know, that's more important to me. The awards are really nice, but sometimes the audience that listens to our music and buys tickets to the show, they don't really always know about the awards, and maybe they don't even care. So I just focus on them and making sure they have a smile on their face when they leave the building. And that's about all that matters to me. That's what I get my fulfillment from, you know.
Well, and I think that's probably why the experience of going to see you in the band is such a good one. I got to ask, because there have been a lot of achievements this year, you know, looking back in your career thus far, which I would say, like, you're still pretty early on in your career. Is there an achievement that you've had that sort of sticks out that you are most proud of so far?
Well, it's a pretty simpleton answer, actually. I'm most proud of the fact that I'm making my living doing this. For, you know, I started 5 years ago, and pretty much right when I started it, I was able to make my living doing it and have been for 5 years. And that itself is just, I'm so grateful for that, because it's all I've ever wanted to do. And so I'm glad that I can use what I'm passionate about and make my living doing it. You know, anyone should be able to do that. That's the least anybody could want. And so I am very happy about that. And I mean, like you say, that Juno is a pretty big deal, but, you know, making my living is a bigger deal than that, you know, doing this and doing what I love. So
really, at the end of the day, you're making a living doing music, and that in itself is the dream, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're doing it in a very fulfilling way. I mean, we're kind of like the old, you know, the Grand Ole Opry, you know, Ernest Tubb and Bill Monroe and all them and their little, Bill Monroe, he had an old 1940s limo with his name painted on the side, and all the boys would pack in there and they'd strap the bass onto the roof. And I look at how they kind of slummed it around all over the states and stuff. And I kind of feel like we're working for our bread. We don't just go and play music. We're driving in an old 15-passenger with my name on it and a trailer, bringing the Christmas set all around. We don't hire a crew to help us set up all of our Christmas set and the regular set for the regular shows. We come in there and do it ourselves and bring all those heavy mantles in and out. And it's a full-day job. And aside from the, you know, the music is the fun part, but really we are passionate about making sure we are entertainers and recognized as such and not just musicians. You know, we really want to put on a good, entertaining show that is more than just the music and what people hear with their ears, but also visuals and comedy and some stunts that haven't hurt us yet. So we'll keep putting those in. And we really want to make sure we work for it, you know. So,
well, absolutely. And this year, you guys released your Christmas EP, Goodness Gracious It's Christmas, the namesake of the tour you're currently on. How did you arrive at the list of Christmas classics that are on that album? Some of them live, some of them recorded. Such a big list of songs that you could be doing. How did you narrow it down?
Well, first of all, I guess it's a touchy one when you get to be playing too many Christmas songs. You know, it doesn't take long for people to get sick of it. And also, you know, we recognize that when people come to our shows, that even if we start to wonder if we play the same songs too much, I mean, people are most likely coming to the show hoping to hear a Farmer Preacher or Going Back to Nashville or some such. Just like if I was to buy a ticket to go see Flatten Scruggs, if they were still kicking, I'd want to hear Earl play the Flint Hill Special, even though I've heard it 1,000 times. And if he didn't, I'd be a little disappointed. So we do like to keep a lot of our songs in and what we do and the songs that I've written, because that's why people come along. But because it's a specialty Christmas show, we wanted to put some Christmas ones in there too. And that was the list of Christmas ones we had in our show last year. Now that's grown a little bit for this year. But what we did was we picked out a couple songs to just record and release last year before the tour. And we wanted to do one that, you know, that people would really like. And I always like Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, and I kind of you know, hear a lot of versions of that stuff and wonder why none of them sounded as good as Bobby Helms, because nothing just sounds as good as the original. So I really wanted to do a cover of that, just still my own version, but really sort of honoring that original warm sound that he had when they were recording back then. And then the other one we wanted to do, it was really important to me, was the Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, because I always remember singing that in the little country church where I used to go when I was a good boy, you know, and in the country by the farm near Debden, Big River area where I grew up. And when I sort of was in high school and then got out and all that, I realized nobody really knew that song as well as I did anyway. And so I wanted to cut that on record too and get that out for people to hear. And so we put those out. And then when we finished the tour last year, we had all those shows recorded live. Our sound fellow that we bring along with us had recorded them all. And we listened to that and realized that live energy in those recordings and that it just really captured what we were trying to do with the, you know, around Christmas time and being with people and spending Christmas with people, you know. So we decided instead of recording those songs in studio, we just put the live recordings out because that sounded way better. So we picked the best ones from the shows and separated them up, and they put them on that CD there and put it out there as an EP. And so that's kind of short story long how we come to have that EP, you know.
Well, and if people are taking a listen to it and they're starting to, you know, get an appetite for experiencing that themselves, again, lucky enough that the Christmas tour is coming here to Saskatoon this Saturday. If people have never maybe seen you perform live, or maybe never experienced your Christmas tour before, because this is, I believe, it's the second year you're doing the Christmas tour, correct?
Yeah, second year, yeah.
So if they've never experienced it, would you set a scene for, you know, what it is like being in the audience at a Jake Vaudelin and the Sturgeon River Boys concert?
Well, I mean, our shows in general, whether it's Christmas time or our regular show that we travel around with, we always, like I said, we're very passionate about making sure it's entertaining and not just about the music. And so we really do want to put something on that'll have everybody smiling when they leave the building. And not just remembering songs that they like, but also maybe some jokes that we told or like I say, some little stunts that we do or whatever. As entertainers, we want to kind of cover all aspects of that, and that can include more than just the music. And so there's that. And then also we bring along, like I say, visuals too. And we, for our regular show, we always have sort of those old style microphones, you know, kind of like the Grand Ole Opry had.
Of course.
Back in the 50s, 40s, and that. We built our own sign for that microphone, too, the old style that they have, not the new one they have on the Opry now. But we built, actually, a couple of things, too. We've even got some letters and all that, some nice surprises. And then we're bringing along with us all over for this tour a big Christmas set that we're hauling in and out of every venue. And the idea with that is that it sort of me bringing my ideal Christmas setting along with me, kind of a scene that I remember from childhood and growing up, and kind of those things that get me in the Christmas mood. So we bring along a Christmas tree and a fireplace mantle with, you know, stockings on it. And I love antiques. So, of course, we've got a a grandfather clock comes around and runs on stage as we play the show, a nice big red armchair for my guitar player to sit in while I'm telling my jokes if they go on too long, you know, and even an antique radio that sits up on there too. And of course, we wrap up a bunch of presents that we're not allowed to open till after the tour, and those sit under the tree on stage. So it's quite a Christmas experience. You know, we want to make it something different than our regular show, so we'll kind of go all out with it. So.
Incredible. True to your own experience and memories, and you just want to cut the audience in on those memories a little bit.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, very, very excited about this show. Limited availability on tickets, so people should be hopping on this one as soon as they can. Again, this Saturday night at TCU Place. Jake Vodolin and the Sturgeon River Boys with Goodness Gracious, It's Christmas. Jake, thank you so much for taking the time to chat, and can't wait to see you this Saturday.
Yes, looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.